This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. President of Philippines Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. will arrive in New Delhi this afternoon on a five-day state visit to India. He will be accompanied by First Lady Luis Arneta Marcos and a high-level delegation, including several cabinet ministers, other dignitaries and senior officials, in addition to business representatives. This will be the first visit of President Marcos to India since assumption of office of the President of the Philippines. During the visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Marcos are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions tomorrow. President Marcos will also meet President Draupadi Murmu. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar is also scheduled to call on President Marcos during this visit. President Marcos will also visit Bengaluru before returning to the Philippines. The first ever BIMSTEC traditional music festival will be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will inaugurate the event. Artists from India, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Myanmar, Nepal, Sri Lanka and Thailand will perform at the musical evening. The Election Commission has asked RJD leader and former Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Tejaswi Prasad Yadav to furnish details about the voter ID displayed by him at a press conference amid allegation of possessing two electors' voter identity cards, EPICs. The Electoral Registration Officer of the Digha Assembly constituency in Bihar stated that the voter ID card shown by Mr. Yadav at the press meet on Saturday was not issued by the Election Commission. The BJP has alleged that Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav has committed a crime by keeping two voter IDs, noting that his EPIC number he cited at a press conference was different from the one he officially carries. Briefing the media in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Sambit Patra asked whether Mr. Yadav has presented wrong facts to the Election Commission.
सर्वोच्च नेता के हैं दो एपिक कार्ड तो कार्यकर्ता का हाल क्या होगा क्या इसीलिए ये एसआईआर से डरते हैं तो सोचिए आरजेडी के कांग्रेस के जो तमाम लोग आदि हो गए थे गुंडागर्दी के आधार पर वोट पाने के और चुनाव जीतने के क्या इन्होंने ये दो दो फर्जी वोटर कार्ड बना करके जो रखा हुआ था कहीं उनके पूरे खेल पे पानी तो नहीं फिर गया है
India's smartphone exports hit a record high in the first quarter of financial year 2025-26, with shipments reaching $7.72 billion, a 58% increase from $4.9 billion in the same period last year. According to reports, Apple Inc. led the surge, exporting $6 billion worth of iPhones through its contract manufacturers, an 82% jump from the previous year. Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, will begin its three-day meeting today on the repo rate cut. Chaired by RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra, the committee's decision will be announced on Wednesday. The Deen Dayal Port Authority, Kandla, has commissioned India's first Make in India green hydrogen plant in the port sector at Kandla. The Port Authority said it is a powerful stride towards the net zero vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said this is a commendable effort, championing sustainability and powering the net zero vision. Sri Amarnath Yatra has been suspended from both the Baltal and Pehalgam routes in Jammu and Kashmir. In a statement, Divisional Commissioner of Kashmir Vijay Kumar Biduri said that due to recent heavy rains, critical repair and maintenance works are required on both the Baltal and Pehalgam routes. In cricket, the fifth and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy has entered a thrilling final at the Oval, with hosts England set to resume their second innings at 339 for 6 against India. England needs just 35 runs more to win, while India must take the remaining 4 wickets to claim victory and level the series. Indian athlete and former Asian champion Abdullah Abubakar won the men's triple jump title at the Khusanov Memorial 2025 Athletics meet in Almaty, Kazakhstan last night, edging past his closest competitors by just 1 centimetre. The 29-year-old Keralite secured the victory with a best jump of 16.08 metres. And that is the end of this news bulletin.